We're holding Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, the Teretz of Rav Yosef, which is six lines from the top. So we had a statement on Mem Beis Amud Beis that Rav Chisda said, the beginning of the Gemara, even though we did not place a kli under a Tarnagolus to be kabbal the Beya, but however, you could take a kli and cover the Beya. And the Gemara said, Rabbi said the reason is, first Teretz was Rabbi. Rabbi said the reason is, since it's the derech to be matlabeya in Ashpa, in a place where people trample, so even though ain't kli nittel ela ledova hanittel, usually only take a utensil, it's for something that is movable and for something that's muktzah, it's ain't kli nittel. But since it's a hatzola mitzuya, since it's a hefsin moment, it's a monetary loss, people might trample on the egg, you're allowed to take a utensil, even though you're moving it for something that's not movable, and you're allowed to cover the egg to prevent it from being crushed. However, placing under the egg, since that is relevant when it's on a medrin, because the egg was laid on the slope, since eggs usually are not laid on the slope, it's not mitzuya, it's not common. So we did not allow, because of hefsin moment, a hatzola for something that's not matzui. Then the Gemara had a bunch of questions on this difference. You tell me the difference is really ain't kli nittel ala dova nittel, but it's mutter by hatzola mitzuya, by something that's common. What about all these places? You're allowed to take a plate to save the barrel that cracked and the tevel is mukta, ain't kli nittel? The Gemara says no, it's hatzola mitzuya also. All different roots and why it's hatzola mitzuya. Either it's matzui. So good. Either it's matzui. Why is it matzui? Either it's matzui because it's cracked, because it's a new barrel, or because nitzoitzits are also matzui, because it's shchiach, the Gemara wants to say, or because the Gemara said that you place a kara under a kara, so we talk about that it's very low, so it's shchiach that it catches fire, the beam, or we talk about that it's a new home. All these type of things where the Gemara wants to say why it's shchiach de paki, even under a leak, because we're talking about a new sunroof. So that's why it's these are common things. So really, enkli nittel ladova nittel. That was Rabbi Steretz. The reason why it's motzu, even the enkli nittel, is with hatzola mitzuya tiru. Comes on Rav Yosef Omar, six lines from the top, Mem Gimel. Hainu time the Rav Chisda. The reason of Rav Chisda's statement, Rav Chisda said, on top, you're allowed to place the kli, below, you're not allowed to. What's the difference? Hainu time the Rav Chisda. See, Rashi in the beginning of the sugya brought both reasons in the Mishnah. Because it's either because of Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi or because Ein Kli Nittel. Rav Yosef is going with the reason of Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi. That itself, there's two reasons in Rashi. Rashi over here and Rashi later on. What's the reason of Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi? You're taking utensil, you're making it unusable once you place it under the egg. Because now the egg is muktzah. So it's unusable. Above the egg, it's still movable. So it's not Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi. What's the problem being Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi? Rashi over here says, it's as if you cemented it down, because you can't move it. Cementing it down is Drabonon Dika Ke'en Boina, as if you're building. Rashi later on says, it's Ke'en Soisa, because there's no usage to the utensil anymore. It's like you cracked it, you broke it. So that's Ke'en Soisa, as if you are breaking. But the point is, you're Mevatel Kli Me'echonoi. Zog the Gemara, Rav Yosef Omar, Hanu Tam Rav Chisda. The reason Rav Chisda differentiates between an egg above, which is muta, and a below is also, below is mevatakli, mishum de mevatakli mechonoi. Eitz v'abayi, so we have the same questions, plus more now. Chovitz shel tevel shenishbro, if you have a chovitz of tevel that cracked, maybe kli acher meniach tachteo, you take another utensil, you put under it, l'choyi being mevatakli mechonoi, omalei, tevel muchonei tzah Shabbos. Tevel is called muchon. Why is Tevel Muchon? Tevel is Muchon because, what's the reason why we thought Tevel is Muktzah? Because you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Mises on Shabbos. So it's Muktzah. It's Muktzah because you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, Tevel is Muchon Eitz Shabbos. Why? Shim Ove V'tikna Mitukon. If a person was Ove, on the Drabonon, Midaraisa, you could. Drabonon, you can't be misaking the Tevel. So if a person was Ove on the Drabonon, it's Chal. It's going to be a proper tumor. So he can't call it muktzah if midaraisa be'etzim it's metukan. So it's not called yimavata kli mechonoi. Fregner Rishonim, what do you mean? At the end of the day, it's also. Tosafos might even discuss this. At the end of the day, it's also. If you're not allowed to do it because of Rabbanon, so yimavata kli mechonoi. The Rabbanon say you're not allowed to. So you be mevata the kli. You're not allowed to take off tumor. You placed it now under tevel and you can't be take off tumor. So you have to be mechalek between the Rabbanan and the Raisa. The Rabbanan means that Avaritz osa today, but it's not accessible. Not accessible is not be'etzem osa. But harayim in the Raisa, if you take off the tevel, it's mukhan. If you take it off truma, it's chal. So it's not, it's just, it's like my hands are tied. My hands are tied, I can't reach something. This doesn't make it that it's not mukhan. My hands are tied because the Rabbanan is not the same as the Raisa. The Raisa goes into the cheftz of the item, then it becomes mukhtza. But the Rabbanan, it's a different type of, even though be'etzem mukhtza is Rabbanan, but akoponim, you have to mechalek between tevel that will be chal if you take off midiraisa. Zog di gemara. The next question, according to Rav Yosef, that says the problem is mevatel kli mechonoi, not enkli nitl, like Rabbi wanted to say, but rather Rav Yosef says mevatel kli mechonoi. So frek di gemara, noistim kli tachas hanel kabanitzoytzus. You're allowed to put a utensil under a candle to accept the sparks. How could you place it there? Now, obviously, not being mevatel kli the whole Shabbos, sparks don't last forever. Sparks are there for whatever amount of time. So we see, even if you're even doing for part of the time, it's called mevatel kli mechonoi. The machlokes is showing him if mevatel kli mechonoi means the whole time or no, even for part of the time. Here we see from the tzitzis that even partial bittel kli is called the bittel kli. Of them enter the Gemara, it's not even called a bittel kli. There's no mamashes in the tzitzis. It goes right into the air. A spark disappears before it even lands. There's nothing to hear. The next question, if you have a beam that cracked, so you're allowed to take safsel, you're allowed to take a bench or a bed and hold up your beam which cracked in your home. And now you want to hold it up. Why be mevatel it? Because you can't move it. Why can't you move it? Because you need it to hold up your roof. So it's like being mevatel kli mechonoi. Not that it's also to move. It's not like it's mukta like the previous case, where it's under something which is mukta. But because you're practically speaking, you're putting it into your holding up your roof. So tomorrow, the rafi, the boy, shokile. We're talking about that it's not that it's holding up the home and it's tight in there and it can't be moved. It could be moved. It could be moved. It's holding up a little as extra protection. It's somewhat loose. You can theoretically move it still, and it'll still be holding it up while you're moving it. It's roughy. It's loose. So that's not called mevatel kli mechonoi. Next question: we're talking about that you're allowed to take a kli under a drip on Shabbos. Now, lechayra, you're mevatel kli mechonoi. You have no usage at all from this putrid water that's at laf. That's the pashtus. Now you have to say that the glaf is not a graf shel reya. There's halacha that even something that's muktzah but it's disgusting, you're allowed to take out of your home. So it can't be that of a disgusting type of glaf, just it's not usable. If it's graf shel reya, then you're allowed to move it. But it's not usable because it's putrid water. So lechari yibim vata kli mechonoi, and for the gemara bedlaf agoi, we're talking about that it's not putrid. You're able to use the water. You're able to use the water. There's always a usage in the water. Koifin is a sal lifnei efroichin. Here we have a new kasha. We didn't have this in the previous. We didn't ask this before on Rabbah. Koifin is a sal lifnei efroichin. You're allowed to take a basket, turn it over in front of little chicks efroichin. Sheyalu v'yerdu. That in order they should go and use it up, use it as a stool, as a step. I guess the efroichin need to get down somewhere. Now, efroichin are mukta, the birds are mukta, and you're putting a utensil, a sal, a basket, flipping it over, letting them use it as a stepping stool, so lechari it's mukta. So even mevatel kli mechonoi, zog di gemara kosovar, muta letalteloi. He's of the opinion that you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to move it. Meaning, you're allowed to move the sal. And apparently they're not mukta. What do you mean you're allowed to move it? You're not allowed to move it. The bride says clearly you're not allowed to move the sal because the birds are on it. You're right. You're not allowed to move it while the birds are on it. But only then is it considered that it's not movable. But theoretically, you can move the sal once they're off. We learned clearly in the bride not like that. Even if they're not on it, it's still also. So we see clearly that your mevatel kli mechonoi, it's forbidden to move the sal once the birds were on it, even when they're off it. Zog di gemara, Omer Rav Avohu, But oidon olav benash kol benash mashais. The reason why you're not allowed to move it, even when they're off it, is for a different reason. It's because they were on it from the onset of Ben Hashmoshes. So then there's a new din, migur iskatzoi le Ben Hashmoshes, iskatzoi le kulu yoyma. Meaning that when something is on the whole Ben Hashmoshes, that's a new din. The reason why I need the whole Ben Hashmoshes is meduktik in this Gemara, kol Ben Hashmoshes. Not just part of Ben Hashmoshes. Since every second of Ben Hashmoshes, something that's on from the onset of Shabbos is migur iskatzoi Ben Hashmoshes, it's on the Ben Hashmoshes, and it's muktzed at the time of the onset of Shabbos, then it's also the whole Shabbos. That's why you can't move it. Not because you're mevata klime chonoi, because it was muktzeh ben hashmoshes. Now, the reason why I need the whole ben hashmoshes is because since ben hashmoshes is a suffik yoyim, suffik laila, so you have to have the whole ben hashmoshes, because if you only have a part of ben hashmoshes, maybe it was the yoyim part of ben hashmoshes, so it's not called that it was muktzeh the onset of Shabbos. So that's why you need to have kol ben hashmoshes. But akoparim we see that it's because of migudis katzoi ben hashmoshes, but not because of mevata klimei chonoi. So that's the machloikas, Rabbi and Rav Yosef, how to learn Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is mechalik between an egg under a basket, a cover over an egg is muta. Why? Because even though ain't klinitel adova nitel according to Rabbah, but hatzolam etzuy atiru, it's something that's very common, hefsed momen, they trample on it, and all the cases we're talking about hatzolam etzuy that we ask from, all the brises, koira and li and itzoytzes, and Rav Yosef says, yemavata klime echonoi, yemavata klime echonoi, either it's like boina, like you're leaving it in place, it's like chabre betit, Rashi says, or soysa, because you're not making any usage out of it anymore. And all the kashas that we ask, that l'chari we see in mevatek l'mechonoi, the answer is that's not mevatek l'mechonoi, because those things are talking about that it's still movable. You're not being mevatek l'mitzoyt sein b'mamish, or tevel is muchan if you tlamayza take off, and edlaf is roi, etc. etc. And punkti, you can't move the sal, that's because migur is katzoi. Omar Rav Yitzchok. Rav Yitzchok now is coming to argue on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was mechalik between einoisim kli tachas tan goyles, but you're allowed to put on top of it. Rav Yitzchok is not mechalik that. Kishem she einoisim kli tachas tan goyles. Just like he says in Chanami, you can't. Just like you cannot place a kli under the egg that was laid. The kabel beitz also under the tan goyles to mekabel the beya kach ein koyfen olea kli bishul shleit shover. He holds that you cannot, not like Rav Chisda, you cannot, not a third time, he argues on Rav Chisda, you cannot take a kli to cover an egg. Why not? Kosovar ain't kli nitel or dovar nitel. Very simple. It's not because mevatel kli mechonim, because on top you're not being mevatel a kli. On top it's not mevatel, you can take it right off. But yet you're moving something, ain't kli nitel elo dovar nitel. Since the egg is not nitel, you can't take the kli even to cover it. Meisvei kol hanit yufta. Now we're going to ask all the questions that we previously asked. That you take a kli under a nair, you take something under a chavis, you take something under a dleika. All these things are noita kli ledovesh ein anittel. So all these kashas you have a problem with. How are you going to answer them? So now the Gemara answers on all these kashas that we're talking about. Vishani. Meaning, the last territory of Yosef was mevatel klimei chonoi. So we said, you're not mevatel. The first territory was ein kli nitel. So he said, hatzolam etzuya. He argues on hatzolam etzuya tiru. Meaning, Rabbi's territory was that even though ein kli nitel, dava nitel, but hatzolam etzuya is something that's common because of hefsed momen, we allowed it. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't say the heter of hefsed momen. This was a monetary loss, doesn't mean you're allowed to move something for something that's unmovable. So if you don't have that teretz, then all the kashas remain a kasha. Ein kli nitel, dava nitel. How are you going to move all these things to save a drip drop, to save a beam that's about to break? All these things, how are you moving it? Ein kli nitel, dava nitel. And don't say hatzolam etzuya. He argues on hatzolam etzuya tiru. Enter the Gemara as follows. Meisi kolani tiyufta, vishani b'tzorich l'mkoymoi. A new teretz. Meaning, once you're moving something that might be muktzah, but you're moving it because tzorich mekoymo, you need the place that it's on. I'm about to sit somewhere, and there's a hammer there. I need the hammer because I moved away because I need to sit on this chair. Once you're moving it because tzorich mekoymo, then you're allowed to keep on moving it, even to cover an egg. That's why. Okay, cover an egg, forget about that. He taka says you're not allowed to. But once you're moving it, then you're allowed to use it to hold up the beam. You're allowed to use it to mekabel nitzoitzes. You're allowed to use it for all the things that the Braisa enumerates. Tzorich mekoymoi, once you're moving it beheta, then you're allowed to. That is a machlokes v'shoinim. Does it mean this yesoid is that tzorich mekoymoi, that once you're moving something, because what's the vart, and once you're moving something, you're allowed to keep on walking with it until you want to place it where you want to place it. So here you're placing it in all these places. I'm placing it under the beam. I'm holding it. Tzorich mekoymoi. Once I'm moving it, because the hammer was in the seat I wanted to sit, so you're allowed to place it now where you want to. I will use as even over something to cover something which is mukta. Because it's not called enkli nittel, it's tzorich mekoymoi. Does that mean that when you lifted originally, it had to be beheter? Meaning the iser in enkli nittel was in the maisa netila, in the lifting, and it was lifted tzorich mekoymoi. So once I lifted the tzorich mekoymoi, it was mutter. So I'm allowed to continue moving with it and place it even to protect the beam or nitzoytzes, all the things, even though it's enkli nittel? Or no? Once, even if you took it be'issa, lemaisa, I'm holding it in my hand. So once you're holding something, you're allowed to place it where you want. Once you're holding muktzah, you're allowed to place it wherever you want. The Tosfos Be'ed Avdala learns that a klisha malach le'issa, where there's a heta tzorich gufa tzorich mekoymoi, once you're holding it, you're allowed to keep on walking with it. So it's a heta in the netila. You anointed it beheta, so mele, you're allowed to keep on walking it and use it even to cover something else. In Simen Shin Ches, the machloek is the goin in Ramah. What about something that doesn't have a heta of tzorich gufa tzorich mekoymoi? Other muktzahs. Once you pick them up be'issa, are you also allowed to keep on moving them and put them in a place tzorich mekoymoi? So that would be the nafkamin over here. Rashi in the sugi clearly says because of the heta netila. Umitoch shiyoch litla tzorich mekoymoi, but lichel lemakam shiyirtze. Once it was beheta, you're allowed to keep on walking. Zok de gemara toshma raya to this din. Achas beish and all the b'shabbos, an egg that was laid on Shabbos. V'achas beish and all the b'yontiv, which we know is muktza. It's noilad. Ein metaltlin, you're not allowed to take this egg. Lo lechase bo yisakli. You take this egg now in order to use it to cover a utensil. You need to cover something. What do you use as a cover? Instead of a bottle cap, instead of a cover, you use an egg. So ein noitlin beya. Lechase bo yisakli. V'lis mechabakage amito. An egg, if you line it up perfectly straight, you can actually use it as a support, a bed support. Physically, an egg is very strong. If you put it slanty, it's going to crack. But a soft-boiled egg, if you hold it, keep it in a specific upright position, it's very strong, the shell, and you can actually hold it. It can hold up a bed, or you want to hold up something. So you're not allowed to do this if it was born on Shabbos and Yontif, it was a muktzah. So aim it out on the chazah, basically. V'lisbo kaga amita. Avol. You're allowed to take a different utensil and cover it, even though it was born on Shabbos Yom Tov and it's muktzah, in order that it shouldn't crack. We see clearly not like Rav Yitzchok. Kli is nittel adova shein a nittel. You're not allowed to move it and use it, but you're allowed to cover it that it shouldn't crack. And don't say atzolam etzuyah because he argues on that. So why is it mutter? Hochanam, it's tzorich mekoymoi. You have to say the same teretz. It's tzorich mekoymoi. And the netila was beheter, you needed it. So mele now, you're allowed to keep on walking and covering an egg with it. Ein chanami. Rabbi Yitzchak doesn't argue on the side of covering an egg if it was used and started off with the heter netila of tzorich mekoymoi. Zog the gemara toshma, pours in machzolis agabi avonim b'shabes. You're allowed to take a machzolis, a reed, and put it over stones. Stones are muktzah. You have no usage for stones on Shabbos. So actually, what are you doing? You're covering the stones. So it's enkli nittel for a dovash and a nittel. How are you moving this? Machzalois. So Rashi, b'nei akshomim, shalayim chuoy leikablu sid ma'acher, sheshruim b'mayim. You don't want the stones to get soaked. So you're allowed to take a machzalos and cover the stones. L'chore enkli nittel ala dovah nittel. How are you allowed to take a machzalos and cover stones? The stones themselves are mukta. How could you now cover the stones? Have them enter the Gemara. Enter the Gemara by Avonim Mekuzolois. In the olden days, before they had tissues, toilet paper, they used stones, sharp stones. So Avonim Mekuzolois are not mukta. They have a usage. So I'm taking a machzolos to cover the stones because the stones are of a usage. The Chazin Lebeis Akisei. Now, really, we could have answered the same terrace like we said before. That the reason why I allowed to cover the stones is because Tzorich Mekoymoi. I'm moving the machzolos, even though enkli nittel ladova nittel, but tzorich mekoymoi is mutter. So, Tosis Bavon is old in the bottom. He says, you're right. You could have answered this to all the kashas we're going to ask. Just we want to give another teretz too. It's a dochuk to say tzog makoymer. So we have other terutzim too. Zog di gemara. Toshma. Porsi machtzolos agaba levenim b'shabes. You're allowed to take machtzolos over levenim. This time in Binyana, now building stones, they're not for Beis HaKiseh. We're talking about regular bricks. These are not sharp stones that you can use for Beis HaKiseh. These are brick stones for building. Building is mukta, so you have nothing from it on Shabbos. So how can you take a machzolos to cover it? Obviously, you can answer. The Gemara is giving another teretz. So Gemara, the chazin lemizgalayu. These stones that were left over, you can use as a stool. Okay, you can use them for other things. So it's not mukta. You can use the stones to sit on. So when you take a machzolos to cover it, it's not a contradiction to enkli nittel el ledova nittel. You're allowed to take a machzelas and cover a beehive. Now a beehive is mukta because the bees are mukta. So what do you have from a beehive on Shabbos? How could you take a machzelas to cover it, to protect it? It's enkli nitl dova nitl. You're protecting the beehive from the climate, from the sun and the wind and the rain. Obviously, you can't trap it. You can't trap the bees. But as long as you're protecting it, you're allowed to. After all, enkli nittel adova nittel. Skin on the ikat vash. It's not mukta. It's usable. There's a usage to the beehive. You can take the honey. Honey is not mukta. You can eat it. In the summer, you're right. There's dvash in the beehive. Zog the moment, give him a base, the ikat vash. So in the summer, you can say the machzolos is not mukta because it's not enkli nittel dova nittel, because the beehive, you have something from it. You can take the honey and there's usage. What are you going to do in the winter? There are two chalois, the chalois dvash. So these two chalois, are what's it called? Are not mukta. They have a usage, so they're also considered like a dova hanittel. So you're allowed to take the machzelas to cover them. What do you mean they are? For muktzes nina? No, the choshev alayu. Okay, we'll stop over here. The Gemara is going to discuss now about the chalas dvash. So the point of this teretz is, we have Rabbi's teretz on Rav Chizkiya's statement of koifin ala kli, but not tachtov, because of enkli nittel dova nittel hatzola mitzuya. Rav Yosef's teretz of mevatel kli mechone, it's not called mevatel kli, because after all, it's something that's muchan, all these terutzim, it's not mevatel kli. And Rav Yitzchak B'Yisoyder argues, and he says, enkli nittel ledova nittel, however, it's tzorach mekoymo, then it's mutter. Anything that's tzorach mekoymo, you're allowed to move even to cover. Or, we're saying that it's not muktzah, so it's not called enkli nittel ledova nittel.